It's week 8, and I'm with your State Farm Player of the Week, Jonathan Babineau. How do you like that nice, shiny red ball there?
It's a nice, pretty, shiny ball here. You know, kind of got me in a Christmas moment right now, so probably use it as a Christmas ornament this year.
Well, great game versus Oakland. You're coming off your bye week. How refreshing was it to get a little bit of a break?
It's always refreshing when you have a break. You know, get away from the plug a little bit, relax, and you know, try to recover during that week, and make sure I'm ready to come back this week and you know, finish what we've been doing all season.
Well, let's go back to the Oakland game. You had a stellar performance. So did the D-line. You're able to create pressure and, you know, just really disrupt Carson Palmer. What were the key ingredients to that success?
The key ingredients was just penetrating. You know, type of team they were, a zone team. You know, I think penetration kills zone teams. And, you know, that's what we did all game. And, you know, the game speaks for itself. You know, went out and played hard, got some turnovers on defense, which helped us in the long run, and came out with a W.
Last 2 minutes and 40 seconds, obviously Asante Samuel's pick six was huge. Right. Did you and the front line feel a part of that?
Definitely. You know, I think as a defense, you know, we work hand in hand. When we're getting pressure on the quarterback, you know, they're going to have opportunities back there on catching interceptions. And, you know, just when they have good coverage, you know, we're going to have opportunities to get sacks. So it just worked hand in hand. And once he caught the ball, I just looked at Abe and I knew it was a touchdown. We just looked at each other and just smiled at each other because we already knew what it was.
Looking forward to the Eagles game. There's obviously a lot of speed in the offense, especially in the skill positions. What does the D-line need to do to be successful?
Well, we have to be disruptive in the backfield. We have to make sure number 7 is uncomfortable at all times. And when he's trying to escape the pocket, we have to make sure that we collapse it and contain him. You know, he's a great player, and he uses his legs to extend a lot of plays. So, you know, on the back end, we just got to be plastered onto our man and stay alive during the down. And, you know, defensive lineman, you know, we just have to continue to run after him and make sure that he's uncomfortable all day.
What's the difference between preparing for Cam Newton, that kind of mobile quarterback, and then preparing for Michael Vick?
Well, I think Mike Vick is more elusive. He's quicker than Cam. I think Cam does have speed, but, you know, he's a little bigger target. Mike can, you know, be smaller and juke people a lot more than Cam. And, you know, we just got to be ready and alert for anything that they bring to us.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys, you can get this signed State Farm Player of the Week football signed by Babineau and our future and present State Farm Players of the Week at Falcons Landing at the Georgia Dome.